Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue.
Big boy.
Bitch.
Yo.
Yo. Hey, little daddy. Welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I stand to the top. Where you at the bottom? I'm down for the buck. Taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought that he was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, Mr. Shrew. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy. Welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy. Welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That get really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
What's going on, people? It's your man, Brooklyn Black, and you are definitely locked in. Rocking with us on All Bars Radio. Thank you for, you know, rocking with us, chilling with us. It's Tuesday, April 9th. You know, we about to get it going, me and Nikki Bars in the building. Nikki, what's good?
Hey, what's going on, Black? How you doing?
Chilling, chilling.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Definitely rocking out on All Vibes Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barks, a.k.a. A How's Your Head Game, and definitely glad to have Black from Pre-Game Radio in the building. And before I start the show, I just would like to give a very special, special, special birthday shout-out to my cousin Dejana, who is now, I believe she's 20 years old. And happy birthday, Dee Dee, call her Dee Dee. And she's really, really, really special to me because she's like she's the second oldest. I'm the first oldest, she's the second. And she's a very intelligent, beautiful young lady. I've been watched her grow from the time she was born. And she was actually born in Germany. So I remember when she was born in Germany. She was over there for a while and she came over here because both her parents were in the military. And how we are cousins is that her father, which is my uncle, my mother's brother, he passed away when she was about, I would say, 9 years old. And she took it really, really, really hard, really hard, because her father was, like, her everything, her mentor, her best friend. She had plans on living with him when she turned 13 years old. So, but it just never stopped her from chasing her dreams, and it never stops her from doing what he always wanted her to do. And I just wanted to let her know, because every time I try to call her today, she's been busy, been really busy. And I know she's enjoying herself. She's actually in college right now. So I want to give a shout out to my cousin, Dee Dee. Happy birthday, and I shall see you soon. We probably see each other now, because she is in college. She's driving. She has a boyfriend. she's living life, and I just wish her all the best. But is there anybody working that you know, Black? April babies?
There's a whole lot of Aries's. You know, I want to give a shout out to my sister, Chan. She had a birthday on Sunday, April 7th, so definitely shout out to her. Shout out to Ev, who's also an Aries. Her birthday was back on the 25th of March. It's so many, like, and most times, if it wasn't for the help of my phone and Facebook telling me whose birthday it is, I would really be stumped.
Yeah, that's how I am too, but let's make sure that y'all know that May 5th, though, I'm pretty sure y'all also know, like, it's a fucking national holiday, for God's sake. Cinco de Mayo, and it happened to be the day that I was born, so I know that April splits the months of Aries and Tauruses, and I know a couple of Taurus April babies, and can't wait for next month to come around. But am I ready to be 25? Am I ready? I don't know. I guess so. It is what it is. But first and foremost, Black, do you have any shout-outs that you want to give before we start off tonight's show?
I want to give a shout-out to everyone who's locked in with us right now, everyone who's on the call queue, everyone who's locked in online, everyone who's hit me on Facebook and text me right now, ask me for information. I'm doing that. Anyone who follows me on Twitter. So that's pretty much just everybody. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah, shout out to all y'all that's tuning in. Hi. How y'all doing? Definitely my Twitter line, of course, was always jumping. When is it not? And I do have a couple of shout outs that I want to give. So shout out to the All Barbs promoters. I want to, of course, first and foremost, like I always keep telling y'all, Miss at Andrew Loves Tweets, a.k.a. Boss Barb. She is the owner, founder of the All Barbs movement. If it wasn't for her, there would be no All Barbs Radio, and I'm doing this for everybody out here, as well as she is involved in a lot of different things. So please make sure you guys follow her, thank her. She put a lot of energy, effort, and, you know, she has her own family. She has her own career going on, and she takes the time out of her day to do this. So please make sure I go follow her and just send her a shout-out. Also sending a shout-out to my friend, my best friend, at Roxy Lou. I would pay y'all to follow her, but it's really no need. So just giving her a shout-out because she has about, 77 more days left until Chase comes into the world. So I can't wait. I really can't wait. I just can't wait to get her baby. I don't know. For
baby
some reason,
shower.
I hope that you did pay attention to her Facebook and her Instagram because she was asking people to send addresses because I will be throwing the baby shower for her at the Barb's Mansion. I know you're familiar with that place, Black. So
I'll be in the building.
Yes, definitely. So, shout out to her. So I'm working hard on that too, going crazy with invitations. And this Sunday, me and my boyfriend will be going with her to pick out the candy bar. Just to also get some things done as far as for the baby shower, and I have a lot of work to do as far as remodeling the Barbie Mansion and all of that, so that way we can have this event. But shout out to her, because I know she just can't wait for Chase to come into the world. I know she's tired of being pregnant right now, especially
I know she's tired of me cracking jokes that she can't see her feet.
Yeah, or her vagina. Yeah,
I didn't even
talk with those yet. You get tired of that. You do. You get tired of not being able to see a vagina. Like, you really do. You really start to wonder, like, what is it looking like down there since, you know? But she's tired of it. And also, you know, it's starting to get warm. Shout out to the weather today and the weather from, you know, yesterday. Definitely been a little good streak going there with the weather. Like, she really does need to drop, and I need her to drop so that way we can finish out the summer together. And I'm more so excited to have the baby come into the world because I'm so excited to see what he looks like. I just want to, like, pat his butt with the pamper on. That's what I really want to do, and I want to smell him. I don't know, for some reason, like, yeah. You know that, like, a new car smell, that new baby smell? It's the best.
What the fuck?
But shout out to Roxy. Shout out to her. And also, too, shout out to one of my followers at Seven Stage Fly Ivy, who is always sending me music, trying to update me. And, yes, I did receive, I believe you sent me about roughly about 3 new tracks, and I did get it. So thank you. And before we get into what's trending, or maybe we should go into what's trending on, but before we go into what's going on in the sports world, did you know that, what's his name, Chris Rock, he's going to be on the new, he's replacing Robin Thicke on the second season of, Hollywood Husbands.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but how do you think that's going to go, though, Chris Rock? Because I actually think Robin Thicke, you know, he was more subtle. I don't know if you ever watched the show before. I have.
It's funny.
It is funny. But, so what do you think about Chris Rock coming abroad now? Like, how do you think he's going to, like, what flavor he's going to have for the new season?
You know, I don't know. Because Chris Rock, you know, he's a funny dude. He's been pretty much out of the limelight, so to say, for a minute, you know. But, you know, he's pretty much a funny dude. And him getting into that whole fold, I guess, to the work, you know, and also gets to show, like, that type of versatility that Kevin Hart got to work with someone of the caliber of Chris Rock, you know what I'm saying?
Cool. Also, they're talking about Tamar Braxton a lot, too, and how she's, you know, about her being open, I guess, as far as, you know, her plastic surgeries and, you know, them basically asking her how does she feel about the media writing stories about her being a shadow of Toni Braxton. And if it wasn't for Toni Braxton putting out this show about their life, the Braxton sisters, that basically Tamar wouldn't have had the, I guess, the strength or found the strength to put out an album, or to even get back into doing the music thing, or even to come out with, or even to just be, you know, shown to the world as, I guess right now she's what known as drama. She's a drama queen. I know she's most famous for her .com phrases. Like, she be like, what they might be saying, her crazy selves. She always saying something .com. You know, so, how do you feel about that? Do you feel, you know, as though, like, you know, they're going to say that about all the sisters now?
Well, like, that's what's going to happen just, you know, just due to the fact, like, it is, you know, that's just how it is. Whenever you're coming out of a big, famous family, you know what I'm saying? That's what, you know, that's what happens. That's, you know, someone tries to talk about, oh, they got to get out the shadow of big brother or big sister or such and such. You know, that's pretty much how it is. You could go from the Jacksons to, hell, the Baldwins. You know what I'm saying? Whenever there's, like, a family, a whole dynasty, so to say, whenever someone tries to step out on their own from that family, it's always, you're always going to say, oh, there's that whole, try to step out their shadow thing, trying to step out of on their own, but they got to outlive somebody else's shadow. It's always going to be that.
True. But, you know, it's always going to be hard, and they're always going to always try to find their own way. I mean, that's the best way to go about things, you know, especially if you are coming from a family that of success and entertainment. You know, you being the third sister, which means you had 2 sisters that were out prior before you, you know, that were doing the same thing, that's made their way. And so now you're coming out, you have talent as well, but you're always going to be seen first as, there goes Brandy's little brother, or there goes Toni Braxton's sisters.
Speaking of Brandy's little brother.
I hit it first.
Yo. What's up with your boy, son?
What do you think about that?
Me personally, I think the track is catchy as shit. I like it just because it's catchy. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's catchy, I dig it. You know, like, that beat is hot, I'm not going to lie, and that fucking, and the hook is just catchy.
I think we need to get our hands on that song, though.
I have my hands on it.
Can we, for all of those who haven't heard it, I don't know what we're talking about, but do see, you know, the because I know on IG, it'd be so funny to me, like, the way that they, of course, you know, they put these pictures together and what they say. So for all y'all, like, that still haven't heard it, that have heard about it, you're about to hear it on All Bars Radio. And, Black, should we play it so that we can talk about it? Because
you know what? I got it loaded. Give it a second.
Cool.
I definitely have it. But, you know, I had to, because I had a feeling tonight's show, the conversation was going to go that way. So I definitely had to make sure I had it on the ready to go. And one thing I will say about it, like I said, the track is catchy, but Ray J, you know, he gonna say it wasn't about Kim and Kanye. Come on, son. Come on, Ray J. Come on, at least hold up to the shit. If you're gonna put out a diss track, at least, you know what I'm saying, say it is for them. Because, come on, anyone knows that's who you're talking about. She went on to rappers and ball players. Come on.
I know. That's crazy. That's crazy. What's her name? Within a faster case, then, I don't know. Like, Kanye just, you know, Amber Rose, the whole thing with Khalifa, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like Ray J, did it really get to you that bad that she is with Kanye West and they have a baby, or, you know, they're having a baby? Like, did it really get to you that bad? I thought she was so focused on the fucking money team, you know what I'm saying, and doing what the fuck you do. Like, did it really... Like, that you have to just say, I hit it first. Like, we all know about the sex tape. Did your emotions have to really come into play, like, to where it was shown into the spotlight? Did it really have to go that far? I would have just kept that in my notes, or my little diary on my phone.
Something.
Because... niggas could just, like, because what does that show you? Like, how do you view a guy who does stuff like that, that comes out of the woodwork after the fact that a female that he has dated is currently with someone else and is making moves? How do you view a guy that does things like that? Because, actually, I have a series of questions that I want to ask, and I want to ask you, because most of them are, of course, you know, referring to, you know, the males, and I need the best male perspective as possible. But, like, how do you view someone like that? Well, I don't want you to answer it now too much per se, because, like, one of my questions...
You want me to do it after I pay the check?
Yeah. So, let's get this going. It's crazy to me. It's crazy.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we got that brand new Ray J. I hit it first. I still find it funny as hell, I'm sorry. But we got that I Hit It First joint, the Kanye Kim K official diss. And we're gonna talk, ladies, fellas, come on, let's talk. How would you feel if you had a salty ex just still salty about the situation and wants to come out and talk shit? You know what I'm saying? Let us know what you feel about that. 347-857-4302. Of course, you can hit Miss Nikki Bobs on the Twitter at How's Your Head Game. And hell, hit me too at Brooklyn Black. You know, follow me. We'll work out the whole follow back situation. But hit us and we'll be right back.
Before me.
Ray J, Bobby Brack. Yeah, she might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a shoulder, and I don't even put in work. I hit it first. I hit it, 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 I hit
back, going south. But now, bitch, chose to go west. We deep in the building, she know that I kill him. I know that I hit it the best. Can't just live with the wine, money still on my mind. And I gave her that really bomb sex. No matter where she goes or who she knows, she still belongs in my bed. Coco going hard in the streets, mobbing with my homies. Sipping on good, blowing on OG. New clothes, sitting clean with the matching rollie. I did that first so everybody know
she
me.
She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a show love, and I don't even put in work. I put juice, the only mix it with the Hennessy. Give her no dough to come, but I gave her 10 to leave. I bet I hit it first when I shoot to that girl virginity. First come, first service, I was playing on. But I don't wanna be a player no more. That's a lie, I'm way too fly. I let anything with ass to walk by. Yeah, you love her, yeah, you hug her and you kiss her. She don't me up, she got me face like some whiskers. She is into marriage, I be like a sister. And I still hear why you lonely and you miss
me. When I walk in the function, you already know I'm leaving with something. Girls know when I'm coming. I get your girl real proper loving.
I'm not the girl on the rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a show love, and I don't even put in words.
You know
I hit it,
come back to me, girl, I know just why you truly. And if you would've come back to me, girl, I'll get you at jacuzzi. And if you would've come back to me, girl, we'll make another movie.
She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a show love, and I don't even put in words.
You know
I hit it, 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 I hit it first.
Ray J. Like, first of all, like, he has serious issues. Secondly, Kim Kardashian, like, first of all, as a female, I would really feel embarrassed, kind of, because, honestly, he's like, I mean, it's just like, in a way, he's kind of like, I feel a little bit like degrading. Like, he's letting everybody, I mean, not that he's letting everybody know shit that they don't already know. I'm saying that they don't really know, but it's just the fact that he's saying shit like, okay, like, I put you on, I did this, but if you ever want to come back to me again, we will definitely make another movie. Just, like, shit like that, like, is, like, I don't, that's so childlike, that's so not manly-like to me, that's so fucking what you would call, like, bitches do shit like that, like taunt and throw shit in your face. Like, I really don't understand why he would even put a song out like that, because it makes him look really, really stupid. It makes him look like he has not moved on. It makes him just look retarded. I really just don't understand, and I'm done. Like, I'm really done.
Word up, but you know, and here's the thing, like, it shows, like, you know, he's bitter, he's feeling some type of way, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, anyone who's looking like, all right, we got Ray J, yeah, he's Randy's brother, yeah, he fucks with, you know, he's money team, all that good shit, but look at this nigga, he's reckless with the mouth, you know, look at Kanye, you know, he's made a pretty good career, he's been relevant for almost, you know, a little over 10 years, you know. He's a dude.
So basically, that's the whole thing. Show him your jealousy in a song. That's what that.
You're showing your jealousy in the song. Instead of letting him know probably face-to-face, like, look, whatever have you, you basically just show the whole world your jealousy towards Kanye West and the relationship that they, him and Kim Kardashian have, whether it's some official, some real love shit or not. Like, you're basically showing your true feelings, how you really deep down inside feel. You're upset, you're hating, you're mad. Like, I really don't understand. Like, is that how you want to go out? I mean, are you another Rihanna, per se, letting the whole world know that, look, I will always love Chris Brown, X, Y? Like, what do you, I don't know. I mean, to me, that's really personal.
Yeah. But, at the same time, you guys remember about 12 years ago, Diddy and fucking J-Lo broke up, and then he had all these I Need a Girl songs, and, he let everybody know he just said he loved it. Y'all remember that campaign? Y'all remember that whole shit he's trying to do to win J-Lo back?
I Need a Girl. Yes, and he had part two. He had two parts to that shit.
He had the whole I Miss J-Lo shit, and after a while, he moved the fuck on. He had twins with Kim Porter. He done got French Montana signed. He moved the hell on.
Not even Posse.
Oh, God. Now he got Eddie Murphy old second. Well, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
But, he moved on. J-Lo, she done had all these other white boys and Mark Anthony and some young dude now.
They both had twins. It's funny because J-Lo had twins with Mark Anthony and Kim Porter, P. Diddy had twins with Kim Porter.
And he moved on. It wasn't even on no bitter shit telling Mark Anthony or telling Ben Affleck, I hit it first. He's on some, I miss her. I'm a dance in the mirror. I'm going to have Usher sing with me. And
the nigga done put he put his feelings into projects instead of doing making the bands, whatever else.
He put that energy into something else and blew it the fuck up.
Exactly. He put his emotions and everything into projects. He started working on different projects, which made him successful at the rate it did. Discovering talent, trying to get people in the world a chance and opportunity to do things, So, Ray J, you look like a fucking little ass, snitch, pussy ass, little snot nosed snitch brat. Like, you just look really, ill. He really disappointed me. Like, I was already disappointed, after, certain choices he started making in life, but him doing this now really put the icing on the cake for me. Ray J is somebody that, I definitely overlook. I really don't.
But that's, that's fine. Like we said, personally, he did some real fucked up loud shit. True indeed. I am not gonna, I'm not gonna speak that because we're definitely, that's definitely true. But overall, as far as the song's concerned, that's some catchy shit. watch. She's going to try to blow that shit up, make a remix out of it, and watch the video hit 106 apart within the next week or so.
But come on, really though, a video to that would be really, he might just have it as a song, have it as a diss record. Don't put out a video for it because it'll be really stupid. You would basically have a Kim Kardashian lookalike in the video. You'll be probably humping her for the video part scene. It'll show his true obsession and jealousy if he was to even put out a video. That would show the obsession part if he puts out a video. He should just leave it as a diss track, and that's that. And just have it under his belt for the record that he shed his emotions on a diss track to Kanye. That's it. He can't do anything else with it. I don't think he can. A video, it'll be chill.
Well,
Who will be the concept for that video? Who will be the director that gets paid to put his name on that project? That's crazy.
Well, I'm just like, I wouldn't be surprised if it happened.
I don't feel past anybody now these days. So you're right, but I'm just saying that would be a stupid move. It'd be a stupid move. You know what I'm saying? He's probably feeling really good right now. Like, oh, my God, everybody's talking about the shit. Everybody's laughing. Everybody's like, you know, of course, you know, he knew that by him putting this out, it would be a publicity stunt, you know. It'll draw attention on him. You know, but then you have to question, like, you know, these individuals, like, they've always done things like that. They've always put themselves in situations where they drew attention to them, which they had to market themselves, like sex tapes, different relationships, publicized marriages, divorces, babies, all the important highlights that a person would usually want to probably keep private, or, you know, probably don't want too much people in the business because they don't want to mess things up or jinx things that these people let out because it was just to draw attention to them, to get them popping for the moment. Some of the shit that they've done made history. They're fucking sexy. Nobody can ever forget about that.
Right.
So, you know, I just think that, you know, I mean, and fucking Kim Kardashian's probably sitting there pregnant, like, what the fuck? Honey
sure,
is probably working in the lab right now. I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Yo, Kanye's probably making something just for shits and giggles, just so he's like, yo, shut the fuck up, AJ.
He's gonna do it in a way where he's gonna go, like, he'll probably mention it, like, oh, you hit it first, huh?
You hit it first. Well, I'm hitting it now, huh?
You know, Kanye with the hand. So, I mean, it's just like, you know, you never know. I believe that's what he's doing. I believe he's not gonna let this one, you know, of course, it's. He's, you know, going to do something with this. He probably may not go. He may put himself out there as far as Ray J did because he's probably not going to be the one to fight the fire with fuel. But he probably, he's going to say something, whether it be at another fucking next award ceremony. He might get up there and say, you know what, Ray J, you are a bitch, and I'm hitting it now.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know. You never know. It's just sad. It's just really sad because if that's the case, I feel like Kanye can say the same thing to Wiz Khalifa about what's her name, Amber Rose.
Oh, yeah.
He did?
Actually, as far as what Kanye said, like, we seen the whole thing unravel, and then we knew, okay, he ain't fucking with her no more. You know, like, the girl he was with before Amber Rose, you know, the girl, his college sweetheart, you know.
But I'm just saying, he could say that, and like, I'm just saying, like, he could, like, as, like, okay, he said it, exactly, he could say it. But would he go as far as, like attacking Wiz Khalifa?
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Because Wiz Khalifa and Amber, they have a baby now. Little Sebastian, I believe his name is, or something like that.
I'm not even gonna go with that. Before I
get into my topics, don't you agree, Black, that this is like the weather that you sit on the porch of the Barber's Mansion and just
chill
out?
Yeah, yes, it was nice today. I believe Channel 12 says it's fucking 77 degrees. But this is the first day of this nice weather. We should not have seen you bitches out today in bikini tops, flip flops, and Daisy Duke set.
You seen that?
Yeah. And then y'all gonna be all tomorrow, oh, I'm sick. Or whatever.
out there. Like, come on. I understand if it's like 75, 80 for the whole week. If it's like that for the whole week, cool. But come on, like it's cool, yeah, you could have not worn a jacket today or a light jacket. But you didn't have to be out in flip flops, Daisy Dukes in a bikini top at the fucking bodega. Come on, son. Like, it was, I see some crazy shit today, and I've only been out for about an hour.
That's mad funny. You know, it's so crazy. I didn't run into, you know, I was outside for a minute. Like, I was outside, and I went to where I had to go, and that was it. Like, I wasn't really outside to capture these moments. But I guarantee you'll probably see it for the upcoming week, I'm pretty sure. That's wild. Bikini tops and shorts and flip-flops? No. But it is the weather that you can sit outside and have a conversation with.
Yeah, like you need to have a conversation, but, yo, it's not some let's go to the beach and type weather. Like, yo, it's just a nice day. Enjoy the first nice day we've had, you know. You might want to let the kids play outside, take them to the park. Fellas, I know y'all niggas playing ball. You know, but it is not Baywatch. Well, it's not that time yet. I know most of y'all been working on y'all bodies all winter just so y'all can show up your abs and your new legs and shit. But, yo, April just started. We still got May, and we got the whole fucking summer. Y'all can show up y'all hard work in the gym. But for now, come on, just chill, just enjoy the first nice day and keep it moving. That's all I got to say about motherfuckers today wilding out in 70-degree weather, acting like it's 85 degrees. What about you, Nikki Balls? How'd you go out today?
I went out regular, having, you know... The only thing that was, I was regular, jeans and a shirt. That was it.
Okay, so you weren't that bad. You were cool. So what else are we talking about today?
Okay. We definitely have a series of questions, like I told you, that I want to get into. But before we do get into that, I definitely do want to get into commercial break, because once I start getting into these questions, we'll be talking about it for a while before we do get into another one. So whenever you are ready, let's just get into a commercial break, and then we'll be coming back.
I got a throwback just for you. Something just for you, because I know how much you like to dance and shit.
Yeah, I do.
You know. And I know you got your Moscato, and, you know, I got to let the Moscato, you know,
do
its thing. Let the Moscato run its course.
Let it run. It's running.
347-857-4302 is the number. Yeah, you guys hit us up. Of course, like I said, hit up Nikki Balls on Twitter. You know, at How's Your Head Game. And we'll be right back.
Well, next year, I'm trying to come in.
Hey, because somebody I'm sure
I love that. So me go so then, well, I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them want do. Still I got to stick to my girls like glue, and I might not play number two. All I know this time is just getting jet. Need a lot of trees up in my head. Got a lot of diesel in my bed to run that real. Well, I don't flick a girl, them on the road, them got the goody goody. Hunting me up and tell them don't take out the woody woody. Front way, back way, cause they came on off and show me virgin. Them want give me on me up and took it, took it. Hot girls out the road, I said them see me, see me. And I tell me, say them have something for gimme, gimme. How much time I night, them all a dream about the Jimmy, Jimmy. Them a promise and I tell me, say you bimmy, bimmy. But a promise is a compared to a fool, so cool. But they don't know, say so that man a fi rule, this cool. When I pet them, just wet them up just like a fool. When I dig me, say, really, I feel can they? One big up them chest. But they don't know the stick up for the area, see that's the best. And wouldn't they love it to stand up all this? When I get up in the guy, you only girls do your request, just give me the girl them. Yo, in every minute, I'm with it to get the girl them. Excuse it and get them regular visits, just give me the girl them. Now them all are pressure, me sell it last say me. I did that for them off, if it them big papa, give me the girl them. Off of the chronic, we take a drag, and I don't mean to brag. Every day I got to share, give me the girl them. Every time I look in, my mind is on the girls, I want my find that my love them desire. But I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them want to do. Still, I got to stick to my girls like glue, and I might not play number two. All I know this time is getting jet. Need a lot of cheese.
Everybody,
my
give it to them. Take it to them. Give it to them.
Signal the plane on the signal the plane now. Parachute, 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 parachute now. Pon the river, pon the bank, pon the river, pon the bank. Hey, give them a run, wanna give them a run, yo. Give them a run, wanna give them a run, yeah. Give them a run, wanna give them a run, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Well, I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them want do. Still, I got to stick to my girls like glue. Play number two. All I know the time is getting dread. Need a lot of cheese up in my head. Got a lot of them still in my bed to run that real. Well, I know flick a girl, the motor road, them got the goody goody. One thing me up and tell them that they got the woody woody. Front way, back way, cause they came on off a shubby shubby. Virgin, them one give me and me up a toky toky. Hot girl, the motor road, I said them simmy simmy. And I tell me, say them up something for gimme gimme. Yo, my time on night, them all a dream board me Jimmy Jimmy. Them a promise and I tell me, say I'm fimmy fimmy. But I promise is a comfort to a fool, so cool. But they don't know, say that man up a rule, the school. When I pet them, just wet them up just like a fool. When I dig that the river, I feel use up my tool. Well, I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them want do. Still, I got to stick to my girls like glue. And I might not play number two. All I know this time is just getting dread. Need a lot of cheese up in my head. Got a little dancer in my bed to run that real. But I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them want to do. Still, I got to stick to my girls like glue.
Yes, you know, I had to take it back real quick. Shamir, Brooklyn Black. We doing it, you know. How we do it, All Bars Radio, taking it back real quick just for Nikki Boss so she can, you know, get her groove on real quick. You know, she had one of those stressful days, you know, working hard and all that good stuff. So, you know, I figured I'd play some stuff for her to make her, you know, feel a little better, put a smile on her face. You know, so definitely call us up, you know, 347-857-4302. Give a shout out. You know, tweet her at How's Your Head Game. Tell her to feel better. You know, she just had, like I said, a little tiring day at work today. You know, so just give her some love. I'm going to get into some more tracks now, saying most definitely. We're going to get right back into the topic that Mr. Bobs has in for the night. So definitely keep it locked. Keep rocking with us. It's All Bars Radio, 347-857-4302. Whew, you know, say that all in one breath is, it's a challenge. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we're going to get into some. In fact, we're going to get into some that I know you guys like, and most songs I probably ain't hear in a while. Unless you guys will listen to mainstream radio all day. But, think I'm going to get some ASAP Rocky going with you guys. So, as soon as that loads up, we're definitely going to get into it. Shout out to everyone who's hit me up on Instagram about the whole Space Palace party that's going down for 420 in Brooklyn. Yes. It's a 420 jump off going down to Space Palace. So if you guys come through, you know, come through, hit me with the details, guest list information, and everything like that. And, you know, guest information, not really that important because the fucking cover's $5. You ain't got $5, you shouldn't have left the fucking house. But,
We'll get into it. We'll be right back.
Situation getting really live again. Tell them what we young out with the players and the riders every side of them. And them said them tired that the liars them fires and connivers them. We never give me side of them, they kind of them. Especially the money out of them. Watch you watch a girl, but them a try to make a bird of them denied again. Some of them a move like a Spider-Man. Tell them said them not home wide again.
Yo, just give me the lights and pass the job.
What's another buckle of more?
Tell them in on my sides and I got to know. Cause I'm in the vibes and I got my dough.
What's another buckle of more?
Girl, I'm looking hype and I got to know. Could I be your protector? You're buffing every sector. Every man around wants on your inspector. You know, let them test them, I grill you with no lecture. For them power chill, now this you will inspector. And them my inspector, disease collector. Now for them I go on like them won't come wreck ya. Don't know the path where you got in your center. But you know you know I make them guys they come and fake ya. Yo, just give me the light and pass the job.
Put another buckle on more.
Yeah, let me know my size and I got to know. Which one is gonna catch my flow? Cause I got the vibes and I got my dough.
Put another buckle on more.
Yeah, them looking hype and I got to know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for them. Situation getting really live again. Tell them off the hang out to the players and the riders and beside of them. And them said them tired of the liars them. Fires and connivers them. We never get inside of them. They kind of them. Especially the money out of them.
What's
another buckle more?
Yeah, let me know my size and I got to know. Which one is gonna catch my flow? Cause I'm in the vibes and I got the dough.
What's another buckle more?
Yeah, them looking hype and I got to know. Oh, yo, well, just give me the lights and pass the joe.
What's another buckle more?
Yeah, let me know my size and I got to know. Which one is gonna catch my flow? Cause I'm in the vibes and I got my dough. Y'all them looking up and I got to know.
Yes, we are back. Nikki, did you enjoy your little workout there?
I did. I definitely did. Thank you for playing the jams. Definitely did enjoy myself. Just give me the light and signal the plane. I really thought I was in Jamaica just a few seconds ago, though. I was actually really trying to signal the set of plane and rowing the shit out the boat. My imaginary boat that I was in, yes, I was. Yes. We definitely want to keep it rolling. Let's get into the topics of the night. And like I said again, it's a series of questions. So, relax. Ready?
And the fellas, you should be real happy because, you know, every time Nikki Bobs or any of the guests call in and they say something about the man, I'm always the first one to defend and hold it down and, rep, and you know, and do it for the fellas. So, yeah, that's just thanking me, man. But let's get into it.
One quick question. This is off the topic, but I just want to know. Is it, like, would you be mad if your girlfriend said to you, damn, babe, like, I just can't dance with you how I dance with, like, how I would dance in the club. Like, I can't dance with you like that. Does that make sense?
Wait. If that's my girl, that means we have fucked, which means when it comes to the dance floor, we can pretty much do the dry humping, in their fucking Jamaican dirty wine thing and all that shit, because that's my girl. So if my girl tells, oh, I can't dance you how I dance at the club, how you dance with all these other niggas at the club, bumping and grinding and fucking dabbing or whatever the fuck they do in the Jamaican clubs and shit, you can't dance like that with me, your man, who it's literally my job to do all that shit to you anyway.
I guess. But what if it's not, what if it wasn't meant to be in a hurtful way? It was just like I would rather, like, I don't want to dance with you like that. Like, I would rather dance with you a different type of way.
You should be willing to dance with me any type of way. See, fit. I'm your man. If you can't dance like that with me, then who the fuck you dance like that with? You know, the only way you can dance with someone else that's not me is if I can't do it because you doing the motherfucking tango or some classical ballroom dancing shit. And best believe after a few lessons, you're not going to be dancing with that nigga no more neither. But I'll you know, I'll accept that.
Moving on. First question of the night is, here you go. What do you do if you're in love with someone, but he or she does not care about you in the same way?
Then you need to pack up and keep moving. Why make yourself look like an asshole?
I definitely do agree. You have some people that believe in, you know what, I'm never going to give up.
There's a difference between being persistent and being a fucking thirst bucket. Or just being, you know what I'm saying, just being with you. Like, there's a difference. You know, there's a difference between being persistent and fighting for your love, and, you know, or, and just following her around and becoming a stalker. Like, there's a big difference, and the quicker most people get that difference, the world would be a better place.
That's true. All right, moving on to the second question. How do you know if it's love or lust? Because I'm not going to lie to you, I've misled someone in that situation. My lust really made them believe that I love them.
Well, that's on their perception. Now, you're asking me how would I know the difference, or how, or generally, because it's different, you know, like, me, the difference between loving and lusting, like, your love is, you wake up and you can't picture the day without thinking about them. You know what I'm saying? Lusting somebody is, you only think of that person when you're horny. Or you think about that person when you're fucking something else, and it's not as good as that person had gave it to you before. You know? But loving them, that's when you wake up in the morning and you're like, damn, I wonder what such and such is doing. Then you send them that good morning text. Hope you have a good day, baby. I love you. That's love. That lust is shit. You come from the club, you drunk. Then you're like, hey, girl, what you doing? That's that lust is shit. You know, so... And that's just me. That's what I would say the difference between loving and lusting someone is.
I get it. Next question. How do you know if a guy loves you or a girl loves you when without them even showing it?
Impossible.
You think that's impossible?
Like, you can't, if somebody goes, oh, you love such, like, yeah. And do they love you? Yeah, I just know. No, you don't just fucking know unless you're a psychic. And last time I checked, those motherfuckers are maybe 1 in 300 million. All right, so unless you are psychic or you're a telepath or some shit, you don't know if that next person, until they tell you, or until they actually fucking show you that they love you. You can't just go and assume because that's how you feel, or you guys have been together for X amount of months, and then, okay, well, we've been talking for, so we got to be at that stage. Oh, okay, I love you, and yeah, I know you love me. No! Until that person tells you, shows you, or gives you some type of indication that that's what it is, you know, like a gift, ring, some shit like that, then no, you do not fucking know. So, no, you cannot tell, or you can't just know if somebody loves you.
what if that person really does love you, but they don't know how to show because they've never been shown. So
they don't have to show you, but every person, even if they've never been shown love, they know that feeling and they know how to say, "Hey, I love you," or "Hey, I feel this X amount of what," you know, they know how to do that. You know,
okay.
So like it has to be one of, they gotta show you, they can tell you, and if they tell you it's on you, whether to really believe it or just be like, "Oh yeah, all right, whatever."
How do you tell if a guy or a girl doesn't like you or isn't interested in you anymore?
Well, it all depends, because how guys show interest is different than how a woman will show interest. You know what I'm saying? Me, normally, I look for small, subtle shit that shows interest. Like if she's really looking at me in my eyes when I'm talking to her, she's really fucking paying attention to me. You know, she's genuinely laughing at my fucking jokes. You know what I'm saying? Or she really cares about the questions she asks, or she actually cares about the answers I'm giving. You know, you got to learn how to read body language and learn how to do that. That can save you from a whole lot of embarrassment, extra money you ain't got to spend on a motherfucker, all of that. It's all on body language.
I definitely do agree. Like, one key factor is, like, you know, you like maybe, like, if you guys were on a date and if that person is specifically on the phone, that's one gives you a hint that they're not attracted. Or they're losing, not attention, but they're losing interest.
All right, seeing we're going to have to take a quick commercial break just for a hot second. You know, and while we do that, you know, I guess as you've seen, Nicky Bob just hit me with these questions. It's like I'm being interviewed and shit. You know, but it's definitely a good thing. Shout out to New York Knicks. They're definitely doing their thing right now. Let's get into some Kendrick Lamar featuring Jay-Z with the This Don't Kill My Vibe remix. 347-857-4302 is the number. Definitely, hit us up. Hit Nicky on Twitter. Hit me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black. Pregame_radio. Y'all already know it all. Hit us on that Instagram, too. You know, we're all over the place. It's All Bars Radio. Hit us with the hashtag All Bars, and we'll definitely see it. And we'll definitely, read comments and things like that on air. So get at us, and we'll be right back.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. This don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling this don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Hold up, Trinidad James in 4 weeks, but now my album platinum and shit. So what, y'all keep the numbers. I'm more than another statistic, my nigga, this courtesy of Compton. Brooklyn go hard, motherfucker. Love me on the east like I'm Chuck D. Dominicans wish that I was born there. I'm looking to be the god MC. You look at my hat and see Thorn there. I look at the game and see porn there. I'm fucking this industry hard. I'm back at this money, tea bagging your honey. You thought I was fresh off the yard. Don't crack with me, tell me you're lightweight. They tell me you're nice and I'm lightweight. Go give me a knife, you're looking like steak. And when the stakes are high, I stake out for days. And when the water resides, you'll probably move shape. But we ain't thirsty, nigga, never alert me, nigga. I got a B89 in a suitcase. I know you heard me, nigga, this is a burpee, nigga. Lyrical exercise, right now, homie, I'm in the extra vibe. Pipe down on the curve when you heard that I got these words to the upper echelon. The next echelon.
Probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand.
Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it, but today is coming. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Up in the clouds, me and my spouse. Rumors on the ground, getting too loud, we turn them shit down. Can't hear myself think. Turbulent shit, almost spilled my drink. In the white house with a mink, running through that bitch like it's my house. All up in the hall like a mall. Told you motherfuckers all I do is ball. No, I don't remember you, I don't intend to. Empty my memory bank, it's $1 million in it, baby. Hillary Swank, sitting next to Hillary, smelling like tank. President departed, name one nigga out there harder than him. I wait. I've been in my wave like 20 years straight. I've been on my vibe like 20 years straight. Don't fuck up my high. Fuck up my high. Nights like this, I can fuck up a pie and still be straight. Still be straight. Fall back, bitch. I got a lot on my plate. Don't waste my breath. I don't know how many moves a nigga got left. Back to the joint. Smoking this shit like I'm trying to prove a point. I'm the highest title. Numero uno. Trim my fire. That's your motherfucking funeral.
Between you and me, turn eulogy to urinals. Niggas pissed off. I minister this generation, my fart, leader of the new school. On my toes like a ballerina, who knew I'd be Black Swan? World in my palms, ironically, I am the glow shot as best, cause I didn't drop the ball. Told niggas when I was 16 that I read a 16 to put a nigga right on the big screen. In a petty wagon with 16, should have been in the pen, but now my pen rang with morphine. I heal niggas, touchdown with morphines, I kill niggas. Audio crack, cat keys to meal ticket. Cardio lap was running for dead life, but now I'm running the map, bitch, I'm here, nigga. Picture little hoe me giving a fuck from what a fuck nigga gotta say. Nigga, you never be Jay, never be Nas, never be Snoop, nor Dre. You ain't get killed in Vegas or in a suburban. Nigga, Puff Daddy wasn't your favorite. So many washed up with detergent, but I don't dry tears. I just aim and I'm a perfect like blah. When I'm 14 like blah. If they get another magazine like blah. Let a young nigga get blah. I kill them all when they tryna kill my blah. I am the best, the good guy, the last, the hood got the last that would try to pass a good chop. And Sean's a back beetle, then I need a 10-second drum solo. Bitch, yeah, what's up?
Act the fuck up. fuck up, act the fuck out.
Montana.
Yes, we're back on Mars Radio. Nikki, what's up?
Yeah, my bad. My mic dropped. I'm sorry. I apologize. I hope I didn't leave you hanging. I mean, the last question I asked you, I believe, was how do you know somebody's not into you, right?
Right.
Okay. What do you do when your ex says that he or she still loves you and they want you back?
Wait, what?
What do you do when your ex says he or she, they tell you that they still love you and they want you back, and now that you're home?
Well, you know what? Every situation, every cause for the separation, all that shit, it's always different. And you really got to, you know, because it could be awesome. They just lost touch and it fizzled out, and one part didn't like the way it happened, and the other one is still kind of like, oh, they still feel a certain way. You know, and then it could be one party fucked up, you know, to the point where there is no taking back, there's no second chance, and it could be to the point where, you know, it could just be letting that person who's being asked back, they do want to give that person another shot, so it ends up happening. So it always depends. Me personally, I would say most times, 8 times out of 10, it wouldn't work because you can't really move forward to life if you are backtracking. You know, but sometimes if you give a second chance, it comes out to be better than it was in the beginning, you know.
You know, I just really, I feel like sometimes, like, that is, yeah, it can result in those situations where, you know, if you are with somebody in a current relationship, you know, and your ex comes out the woodwork and tells you that they still have feelings for you, it's kind of like, you know, you put that person in a situation where they have to now, you know, feel the same type of way or really think about what you're saying, being that they, you know, that they've kind of mentored their mind to be focused on their new relationship. But, I mean, those things happen. It happens on a daily basis. You know, I'm pretty sure, well, I don't know, being in a relationship that has happened to me. You know, my boyfriend would tell me, like, it's only because, you know, sometimes when they see that they're doing, that you're doing good without them, they kind of second-guess themselves or talk to themselves and say, like, damn, like, I could have did the same thing for her, whatever, however they're thinking, their mindset is at the time. But I just want to say, it's not cool, though. Like, if you didn't let that person know how you felt before, like, I just feel like, I mean, they always say it's never too late and, okay, cool, but if you see somebody that, if you see that they moved on, like, that's just it. Like, I don't know. Another question. Can a guy or a girl be in love one day and not in love the next day?
I don't think it's actually being in love. I think people are more so in love with the idea of love. You know what I'm saying? They're more so, you know, they're in love with that idea of, oh, I got somebody to wake up next to, and go to sleep with, you know, oh, I got somebody we could just sit and watch movies and pop popcorn. You know, I think people, they're more so with, in love with the idea of being in love and not actually being in love, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I've heard, like, it's funny, because I think females go through this a little bit more than men. Like, I've heard, you know, a female friend say to me, like, damn, like, yo, I really thought, like, I really, like, was in love with this person, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, 2 weeks later went by, it was like, I really hate this person. Like, after getting to, like, I guess after being around them a lot and spending time with them, X, Y, and Z, they're like, you know what? I, no. Like, I really thought I was in love. I thought this person, I think I love you. You know, because it was going good for the first kind of couple of days. And then 2 weeks later, a week later, next thing you know, it's like, oh, my gosh. Like, I'm not in love with him anymore. That's crazy.
Yeah, like I said, it's more so the idea of being in love. And then once that week passes, you know what I'm saying, then they get, you know, that virtue gets comfortable. They start seeing that person who they really are. And they're like, oh, my God, I don't like this. Oh, I'm not feeling this. And that's when all the shit happens. That's why, like, mm-hmm. you know, getting into something, you know, you got to really take your time and fucking really get to know that person, feel them out. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I say it like this. I don't think it's love until she falls in front of you.
That's funny. How can you tell if a naturally flirty girl actually likes you more than just a friend, and how should you go about pursuing a relationship?
Well, if she's naturally flirty, like, it's already going to be hard to decipher if she shows interest. So one thing would be if her behavior is out of the ordinary when she's around you. If she's naturally flirty, but then if around you she's a little bit more reserved, or she's a little more into you, you know, more so focused on you, like, say, if you guys are at a party, and if she's naturally flirty, like, yeah, she's working the room and everything like that, but if when she comes to check you, she's like, hey, you okay? Can I get you, you know, you need a drink? Like, if she's naturally and genuinely focused on you and she's a natural person, then you show interest, and then that's where, depending on how you do shit, you know,
yeah,
you go and...
It's funny because my boyfriend referred to me as a flirty girl, and I said it laughing. I said it laughing, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, of course he knows me, you know what I'm saying? He's knew me for a long time. We've been friends before anything. But, you know, I had to ask him, like, okay, well, nowadays, like, do I give off that? And he's like, no. But, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, sometimes you have to look at females, like, that flirt a lot, that are very flirtatious. Like, to them, that's something that's natural. It comes natural, or it's natural to them. So when they're not all the time are they flirting. Or, you know, are that they're really flirting? What do they mean to? You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't, like, I mean, I guess, like, how do you really pursue a relationship with a flirty girl? Or how do you distinguish if she really likes you versus everybody else? Like, how do you decipher how? I'm pretty sure you could tell if she pays you more attention than she pays everybody else. Every flirty girl, I believe that there's certain things that she would say that to everybody else that she's not going to say to the one person that she really likes. So, I mean, I guess, Black, I definitely do agree with you. The next question, how do you know if someone is smothering you? Like, how do you, like...
Well, that's the easy question. How do you know someone's smothering you? Yo...
But then they say, I did this only because I love you, like, or, you know, they're trying to express their love to you, but it's coming off as smothering. Like, how do you deal with that?
Well, you gotta, shit like that, you gotta be direct, you gotta be upfront, you gotta nip the shit in the bud, like, as soon as the shit rubs you the wrong way. As soon as you get that indication, like, oh, whoa. Like, I'm feeling, I can't breathe. You gotta, like, hey, it's cool you like to come over and stay over, but you've been over every night for the past 3 weeks. Go the fuck home.
Go home, Roger. Go home.
You know, but you got to be up front. You got to, and you really got to let them know that if it's something like you guys are really needing each other, you try to make it work, then, you'll be like, you know, all right, babe, cool, or she'll be, all right, you know. And I'm not saying just cold out and be rude, like, hey, nigga, get off my shit. You know, not to be rude, but, you know, you got to put it away just so they know, hey, respect my space.
How do you... But that's the thing, okay, so, like, what if your man, you know, like, what if he wants to know, like, you know, like, he just wants to know what you're doing, what you're up to, you know, maybe, not to say at all times, but majority of the time, you know what I'm saying, could you misconstrue that for, like, someone smothering you by them asking you questions only because out of concern not to be all up in your business, but it's like, hey, what you up to, what you doing, where you going?
Well, you know, shit like that, like, because I say it like this, unless... the person asking you is your parent or your significant other, you ain't really got an answer to nobody. You know, when I say significant other, I don't mean the girl you've been dating for a week or y'all fucked after y'all met at the club on Saturday and y'all had dinner and she stayed the night. No, not that. I mean, you guys are in a, you know, real committed relationship. There's been dates, niggas met families, shit like that. You know, and she goes, hey, what do you up to? You know, as a dude, you know, you want to let her know, especially if there's no secrets and you really have nothing to hide from your girl and vice versa. You're like, oh, hey, I'm going to club such and such with X, Y, Z and 1, 2, 3. You know, we going out partying and whatever. You know, but if it's, she's calling you every 5 minutes while you're out, hey, what are you doing? Hey, where you at? Hey, what you doing? Hey, what's going on? Then you're fucking smothering me.
You're smothering me, like, white on rice.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now, shit. Like, me, I'm the type of person, like, you know, if I have nothing to hide from, you know, there's nothing to hide from my lady, no secrets, I go, and, you know, hey, what you doing? She'll tell me, all right, well, I'm going to be chilling, then I'm getting up with X, Y, Z to go and do this, and then I'll probably be home between here and there. You know, at least she knows, okay, I'm out doing shit and I should be home around a certain time frame. So if she does really leave, she knows I'm out and about. You know, but she's not going to call me every 5 to 10 minutes. Oh, what are you doing? Are there bitches there? Yeah. What the? Of course there's bitches here. I'm at a club. But it's... You know, like I said, it all depends. And like, and even in the beginning, you gotta know how to nip shit in the bud. Bring them to them directly. Bring them to it as soon as there is a problem. The longer you wait, the more troublesome it's gonna be.
That's mother and shit. I will fucking it'll make me resent and like really dislike a person. Don't do that to me. Like, you are not my fucking fairy, bitch. Like, get out of here. Next question. Okay. Here we go. Is it worth the effort to maintain a relationship if you can only see each other a couple times a month because you live 3 hours apart?
Well, you know what? That's all depending on the level of commitment that both parties have and the level of, you know, commitment, trust that they have one another to do that. Like me personally, I can actually still keep and only see my girl maybe once a month if that was such a difference. I've been there. I actually shit. Back in 2003. The girl I was with, she lived about a good 2 hours upstate from where I was. And, yeah, I only saw her maybe twice a month. You know, where we go to the movies and out to dinner, shit like that. But in between, you know, we spoke pretty much almost every day. You know, maybe once or twice a day. But, you know, we spoke and we see each other, it would be that much dope because it's been so long since we've seen each other last, but then we've been talking in the interim, so that whole that suspense, that expectation, all that builds up. So when we see each other, it's like a nigga wrapping his Christmas gift.
I think that it can work, though. It just, like you said again, it depends on the level of commitment. Now, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you should choose certain situations like that. Like, you know, I always say, like, you know, like, it depends on the mentality, the level that you guys have for each other, because I don't think that, you know, distance ruins a relationship. I believe, like, the doubts and everything else does. You know what I'm saying? It's what ruins it. And the lack of trust and all of that other stuff. Because, you know, how I would look at that situation, you know, maybe if it was somebody to be locked up, you know, you have to understand going in that situation, like, you can only see that person when they allow you to see that person. So if it's twice a month, once a month, then that's all you got. You know what I'm saying? And does that you seeing that person once a month, you know, does that alter your feelings for them? If the love is strong, it shouldn't. It really shouldn't. It really shouldn't at all. You know, but, you know, there's people that say that, I don't know, like 3 hours is technically like a long distance relationship and I can't do it.
Like I said, it's all on that level of commitment, that level of trust. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes it takes me like 2 hours to get to a certain part of Brooklyn by public transportation.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that is why Nikki Barnes did not come to Brooklyn, because it is 2 hours of public transportation.
It is. And
she ain't got time for that. Ain't nobody in Brooklyn that important for her to come and make that trip.
There is only one person in Brooklyn that's important, which is you. But that's the only person, and exactly, I don't have time for that. And I really can't just sit there on the train for that fucking long. Like, I start to lose my mind. I don't have any service. I can't tweet. I can't do shit.
I'm saying, that's why you got an MP3 player. That's why you got games on your phone.
Yeah, but I listen to almost every song on my fucking phone. Like, I don't want, like, sometimes you just don't want to listen to music, but you're forced to because of the commute.
Well, yeah, unless you want some weird motherfucker talking to you all randomly and shit.
Which always happens. But you know what? 2 hours. But that's the thing. I would travel 2 hours, though, to come to Brooklyn. So why not add that extra hour going a little bit further to go see somebody? You know what I'm saying? Niggas fucking take 3 hour trips to go chill with niggas. Niggas take 3 hour trips to go get pussy.
True.
Fuck it, she was 3 hours away. It's good enough for me, bro.
I'm just saying, also, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, 420. You already know what holiday 420 is.
Yeah,
I'm at the Space Palace in Brooklyn. So y'all already know. Y'all already know Space Palace in Brooklyn on 420. For those who's been there before, OTM Hoffa, History, Princehood, H-Squared, they can tell y'all them shits are bananas. It's a zoo, especially the last one. OTM Hoffa was definitely in the building. And Nikki Barnes said, show up, and we were just all kind of upset, but we still had a grand old time.
I was probably somewhere half-baked or fully baked.
Well, 420, we're going to definitely get it popping at the Space Palace in Brooklyn, 846 Myrtle Avenue. Hit me on Twitter for those details.
But you want to know something? I'm kind of scared. Like, I don't want to disclose the location that I will be at because I don't need a whole bunch of people searching for me that same day. And I'm going to be with my boyfriend, so I really would like to just enjoy being high with him and friends. And I don't want to run into a whole bunch of people. Like, I really don't. So, my 420 will be great. I just hope that everybody else is the same.
Yeah, 420 is in a week, ladies and gentlemen. So,
me and my boyfriend already planned. I'm going to be, it's going to be amazing that day. And it's going to be our actual first 420 days together as a couple.
Oh.
It is. It really is. So, you already know we're going to go all out for that. And I just hope everybody be safe, man, and, you know, don't get caught up, you know?
Don't get caught up with the bullshit.
Try not to. Because they look, because they know about this day, and they want us to fuck up this day. But come on now. Let's not do that.
Let's not. Soul Boss Radio, 347-857-4302. This portion of programming has been brought to you by Tough Wire Incorporated. Hit them up, toughwire@gmail.com, for app building, website building, also Embers Consulting. They do pretty good work, excuse me. Also brought to you by the Father's Day Affair going down to Eastwood Manor in Bronx, New York, hosted by the Tyree Grand Lodge of Bronx, New York. So definitely also hit me up with details about that. There's tickets, there's raffles being sold. And it all goes, like I said, towards a scholarship. Send some kid off to school next year with books and whatever else they may need for school. And it's a good cause, so definitely hit me up. Come together. And I'm also joining up a team for the Lupus Walk. So I got a whole lot of stuff going on in May, so definitely get at me. Let me know what you guys want to do. If y'all want to help out, support, every little bit is appreciated.
Also, I believe in Canada tomorrow, if you are in the Canada area, it is National McDonald's Hire Day. They'll be hiring 6,000 employees to work at all the McDonald's within the Canada area. I believe 100 managers and the rest split between crew. So this actually is one of the biggest dates. It'll be one of the biggest days for them, one of the largest numbers of hires that they'll do in one single day. This is, like, I believe, a great opportunity for those in Canada who do need jobs. You know that, you know, McDonald's will be hiring. They will be hiring. They have to hire 6,000 people. That's the goal, and within 24 hours. So if you are listening and you are in the Canada area, make sure you find out which one is your local, you know, your local McDonald's, and I guess visit them.
And get there. Point blank, get there.
Google, you know, find out. Yeah, right, just get there, because it is a National McDonald's Day. For more details, you can definitely just type it in Google. Google search it. It'll definitely come up, and you'll definitely find more information. But definitely get there. Like Black said, get there.
And I got to give a shout-out to the homie, Seven State Fly Ivy. Happy, his birthday is tomorrow, so happy early birthday.
Oh, yes, I see it. My birthday is April 10th, so shout-out to Seven State Fly Ivy. I hope that you have a wonderful birthday and that you enjoy yourself and you stay fly and you don't get into any trouble. And, you know, may God bless you for many more birthdays to come. Shout-out to you. You are tuning in, if you're not afraid to let us know how old you're going to be, you definitely let me know how old you're going to be. And like I said again, happy birthday from me, Black, and the whole All Barbs Free Game Radio. Going back to a couple of questions really quickly. Shout out to everybody that's on my Twitter timeline that's definitely retweeting my blast about the show tonight. Shout out to y'all. All right. How can you turn a guy friend with benefits into a boyfriend when you both agree that you are compatible?
Look, I say if it's like that, you just naturally let it happen. You know what I'm saying? Don't force it like a ponytail. Like, if you guys are compatible and you guys have that interest, then naturally you guys are going to come together because you already have that beautiful friendship already. So if it's a good friendship and the interest is there, it'll start to develop into its own relationship on its own. No need to add this or add that. It will just naturally happen. So don't, like I said, don't force it. Don't try to rush it along or nothing. just let it take its natural course, and where the end result is, that's what the end result is. What do you think, Nikki? Oh, did we lose her again? All right, I'm going to, you know, and also one thing I'll do over the course of the week, I'll get her mic fixed. But it's all Bars Radio, 347-857-4302. We'll be right back.
Jamaican Batman style. Batman style. In Jamaica, we have some of the baddest dance about ya. Farina fly down, we come catch the latest style them out ya. Make two gun fingers cross on one, they move up, they put on your shoulder. Out of the Gangnam, our Batman style, which one cooler?
Your energy got it there.
Oh, you don't know how we bring the life of the party.
So we never scare. From our body, we ready to start anywhere.
John, I love the sample thing till the belly get wild and Batman style. Them a do the Batman style, everybody Batman style.
We dance in the car, we love it.
Yeah.
Pull it up. Nobody tell them no, we are everybody dancing.
Everybody dancing.
Jamaican Batman style,
Antigua Batman style, Barbados a Batman style, Trinidad a Batman style, Caribbean a Batman style, New York a Batman style, Miami man a Batman style, LA them a Batman style, in a Canada a Batman style, London a Batman style, Africa a Batman style, back to Jamaican style, every man a Batman style, every woman a Batman style, all the baby a Batman style, you know see a Batman style, old lady a Batman style, Mommy a man a Batman style, Watchy man a Batman style, Booty a Batman style, whoever is Batman style, I press three back to three man.
We're dancing because we love it. Pull it up. Nobody tell them no. We have everybody dancing.
Everybody
because
dancing.
We love it. Pull it up.
Hey.
They got to go.
Hey.
I need them channels to pop my mouth. They got to go, 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 go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, I was about to get into like I normally do it on Friday, Saturday nights. But anyway, All Bars Radio, 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black, of course, on the ones and twos. We got Nikki Bars, of course, in the building, getting all prettied up and everything. We got one more. 7 State 5 Ivy, this is for you, man. Enjoy your birthday. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, carry me and Simon Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the Gucci style.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the Louis style.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. She got a big booty, so I call her big. Wrist moving, cooking, getting to it.
Cookin'.
I'm in the kitchen. Cams everywhere.
Damn.
Just made a juice.
Just made
I got bands everywhere.
Bands.
You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo clip.
Extendo
roll. When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. To everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to two bitches. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
True.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
True.
When I die, bury me inside the Gucci style.
True.
When I die, bury me inside the Louis style.
True.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. My birthday is a big booty house.
Ah, Yeezy, how you doing, huh?
It's my birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the needy, huh? You go downstairs and fall asleep with the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in a garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. Went to her niece's graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the West End? How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preaching, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching shit. We in Kanye West Benz, cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian.
Yeah. They ask me what I do and who I do it with, wow. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Wow.
Yeah. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the low style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Bad bitch contest. You in first place. You in first place. You in first place. Bad bitch contest. You in first place. I show up with a check to your workplace.
They hand the valet the keys to the Mercedes.
Tell the DJ play your song. This shit come out.
What I'm seeing from the back, I came front of.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Switch it up and get you gone.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the Gucci style.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the Louis style.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
And it's your birthday, baby, baby. You deserve a coupe today. Wow.
Yes, we're back in the building, All Bars Radio. Brooklyn Black Nikki Bars, definitely. What's up, Nikki? You know, you've been hitting me with questions. Now I'm all like, you know, I feel like NBA player. I just won the game, and I'm at a press conference and shit, and you know, I got the mic in front of me, and I'm ready to answer shit you got.
That's what's up. So already I got some more. And, yeah, shout out to I-7, Stay for Ivy. That was for you. So I hope you get a big booty girl. I'm not going to call her a hoe. You know, she could be a hoe. She's not a hoe. It's even better. You can get you big booty somebody to top it all off. So happy birthday. And you did tell me your age, which is cool. So, all right.
Shout out to the Brooklyn Nets. They won their game being Philadelphia 76ers 104-83. Reggie Evans with 17 points and 24 boards. And Brooke Lopez also has 29 points with 11. So, you know, Brooklyn Nets definitely doing the thing. The Knicks, they are actually, I believe they're in third quarter with their game. And they're playing against the Washington Wizards with the score of 111-87. So it looks like the New York teams will definitely win it today.
Shout out, definitely, I was kind of peeking in on the OKC in Utah, and shout out to OKC, they're up right now. I believe the score is, 31-24, peeking in, 31-24, second quarter, 7 minutes remaining. Shout out to the niggas that actually go out there and do things, like, you know, whether it's play a sport, whether it's drive a car, whether it's take care of an elderly, whether it's saying hi, can I take your order, please? Shout out to the people that are actually doing something to try to make a dollar, actually trying. Going back on the questions now, what can you really I guess this is one I can answer as well. What can you do to really turn your husband on so that he knows how much you love him? What are some of the things that guys look for? Like, I guess, like, what would you expect a female to do?
To someone that she loves me?
Yeah.
Some
of the ways that she could turn you on to show you. Because I do a lot of seducing.
Let's eliminate the element of the bedroom. Even though I'm a dude, and you know, but that's we're gonna for me to see that she loves me. Like if she does something with me, like she knows I love to do, but she can't stand. You know what I'm saying? For instance, I like anime. Fuck it, I'm a nerd. I like Japanese animation. From Dragon Ball Z to Bleach, Naruto, all that good shit. Now,
I don't know what that's about.
Now, if she went and got me tickets to, say, the Comic-Con at the Javits Center, and she went with me, and knowing she doesn't really like that shit like that, she's not really into it, but she knows that I am, that shows love. Well, hell, let's flip it. Dudes, she likes Tyler Perry plays. And you can't stand them. But you buy a pair of tickets and you take her. If you love your girl, you take her and you sit there and you just endure that shit. Why? Because you love her and it makes her happy. You know, because it's about that compromise. You have to be willing to sacrifice some of the things you love for the greater good or for another person to make them happy.
True. To
make them feel better. You know, put a smile on their face. You know, like I said, if I'm a girl and she takes me to Comic-Con and I know she don't like that shit like that, that'd be dope because then, you know, it's not that I'll be compelled to do something to reciprocate, but when I do, I'll feel good because I know she'll do the same for me because she's done it.
Okay. All right.
Now, if you want to add the bedroom shit...
You were so stupid.
You know, not so suck a dick. You know, because, shit, you can get a one-night stand from the club and she'll suck a dick. So, you know, I remember back, you know, I remember there was a time when oral sex, that was the pinnacle. That showed love. Like, if a nigga ate your pussy, he loved you. Because I remember there was a time where eating pussy was looked down upon.
But you got clowned, and chicks got labeled
as hoes for sucking dick. There was a time where oral sex was a big no-no in the hood.
But it's funny that you say that because my boyfriend, like, he always wants to eat my pussy. Like, it's funny because, like, sometimes I'm like, we could just be, you know, laying there, chilling and shit like that, watching TV. I'm really into the television show. Next thing you know, he's making his way down. I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, what are you talking about? Nothing. And I'm like, you know, I'm watching him go down, go down, go down. And then he's just like, you know, and I'm like, damn. Like, we had this conversation, like, you know, because I'm the person always like, yo, you're a sex addict. My boyfriend, if he can fuck me all day, that's what he would do all day. Every day, all day, every day. And I laugh at that because I'm like, you know, it's different because, you know, although females, we may want it just as much as men, like sometimes, I mean, you know, there's days I can, you know, I can do without, you know, don't hold me over too long. But I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Now, see, this sounds, guys could go without it too. You know, I'm not going to tell you guys the duration of my current streak, but. There's guys who can go without fucking for a while. You know, it's not always just a, huh?
Not my boyfriend. I don't think. I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure when he was single, he got by. I mean, you know, like, you know, he got by. So, but he. You know, that's him. You know, I gotta love it. I gotta respect it. But it's funny because
see, if he wasn't all addicted and trying to get in there as many times as he did, I would say then you look at it as a fucking problem, because then it's something that you are not doing to make him want to keep coming back as that much. Because fuck it, a sex addict, he's going to get it, whether from a significant other, that bitch up the street, around the corner, whatever. So if he's solely just trying to get it from you, just as a lot of times in the day, I say give it to him and appreciate it.
But he blows my back out. And it's hard to keep going. Like, you know what's so funny? It's just like, It'd be funny to me.
Get some icy hot and call it a fucking day. Get some icy hot, a back brace. Don't forget to stretch. Don't forget to stretch.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I got to get, but he can tell you, you know, like, I've gotten better because, like, at first I was like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Now, like, I hang in there. Like, we've had sex almost every day for the whole, like, for, like, the past, what, like, month and a half. Like, we just straight been having sex all day. I mean, not all day, but, like, you know, every day. I would see him every day and we would have sex. But it's just so funny because, like, when it comes to the whole head thing, you know, like, he would, if it's up to him, like, he could be down there for days. Like, he feels like his place is in between my legs, and it's just so funny because as much as I love head and I talk about it so much, like, I'm weak to it, too. I don't know if you understand, like, I don't know if you get what I'm saying, like, so I would be, like, it's just so funny, like, for him to be down there, like, it's just like, oh, my God, like, that feeling, that sensation, I don't, like, it's crazy. But you got to respect it. And like you say again, like, I don't know about just always giving it to him black. Like, I believe in, like, I like to let him fight for it, too. Like, I'll hold out for as long as I can and be like, no, no, no. Please, tired of me saying no and just bend me over or whatever he decides to do. Or maybe against the wall, whatever the tactic is at that time moment. And then after that, it's already done. But
look, like I said, there's times, you know, and, you know, when a dude's single, yeah, he can go without or he can, you know, go for a certain amount. But, yo, if I'm with my girl and, like, we got a relationship and that's my girl, because I'm not going to deny. I'm in a relationship. Hell, yeah, I'm looking to fuck her 6 weeks from Sunday on a Tuesday.
Like,
yo, because that's my lady. That's what, you know what I'm saying? It's physical, it's that intimacy, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying, hey, let's spend the whole day fucking, but I say for the good majority of the relationship, I'm asking her shit like this. Like, you know, I just, you know, shit like that. Like, I go to the crib, I'm asking you, how do you want it? Because you're getting it.
Yo, oh my gosh, that's funny, though. You're going to make my way from really just, like, start disrespecting my shit totally, 100% completely. Because, you know, he tunes in to the show, and that's crazy.
Let's jump into the call-offs, because there's someone tuned in, they're rocking, they want to get on air. Your last 4 digits is 1907. 1907, what's good?
Yeah, what's good? It's your boy, Ken. How y'all doing?
Ken, what it is?
Oh,
I'm chilling. Just at work trying to sneak in a damn call before they try to wrap my ass up and kidnap me and shit. I'm good with y'all.
You know, we chilling. You know, Nikki Barbs is over here talking about rationing out the pussy and shit.
Really?
Yeah, but I was just telling him about how, like, how my man always wants to, like, my man is, like, but he just enjoys sex, like, all the time. And I don't know if you're like that. Like, can you fuck your girl all day, every day?
I mean, I don't know. That's kind of ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, I'm just
not all day, but I mean, if he was to be with her, and you know, y'all had moments where, like, you know, if you can get it in, if you get it in, would you just take the opportunity to get it in, or would you
yeah. Well, God wouldn't.
That's funny. I mean, Definitely.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, rationing it out, like, this isn't food. We're not starving. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. That's a little bit ridiculous. Like, yo, always run into the funniest topics, yo. Like,
yo, because, you know, I told her, like, yo, and, you know, I, like, you know, if it's my girl, I come in the door. The question is, how do you want it? Yo, that's my, you know, if you my girl, I say, like, yo, if that's the case, then, you know, accept that, but be happy, be appreciative that I'm beasting out on you, and I'm not just beasting out on your cousin, your friend, that homegirl, you know, the fat ass that be smiling at me when I walk by her and shit. You know,
I think we deserve a reward for being loyal. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's better than, you know, there's some grimy dudes that will go out there and do whatever the fuck they want just to get it at any time. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think, you know, it is what it is.
It is. But y'all definitely make a great, 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 great point. Like, that is true. Like Black said, like, you should value, if, you know, your nigga isn't, and she's so much attacking you because, oh my God, I don't understand what I go through with the attacking. Like, I mean, it's crazy.
You've become the enemy, public enemy number one. Nah, but I just called to just say, you know, I miss y'all too. I ain't talked to y'all in a minute. I still be listening to Once Every Blue. I'm just at work and they work at me like a fucking slave. I feel like Django. Shit, so it is what it is. You know?
Well, I know, really quickly before I go, because you know the show's about to end. What did you mean that you was trying to hide before you get tied up and kidnapped? Like, what's going on?
Yo, like, no bullshit. Work, they fucking work me to death. I want to fucking go home. I would at least get 5 minutes to myself on the phone. These niggas be asking me to do fucking everything. Fuck, I feel like a fucking slave or something. I'm trying to run and shit. I'm like in the back room talking on the phone, like, you know what I'm saying? That ain't right. When I say the funny thing, you want to hear some funny shit? If y'all watch Django, the movie, his name is Django Freeman. And the funny thing, my name is Carrington Freeman. Like, motherfuckers be calling me Django and shit. Like, that shit is not cool, man.
Niggas
said,
I'm going to go in the bathroom and talk on the phone. That ain't right.
It isn't.
Django!
But I found my 5 minutes to go and talk to y'all today, so I'm happy. I made my day. But,
uh-huh. You know. Thank you. That definitely made our night, too. So shout out to you, kid. Thank you for calling in. We're about to wrap it up right now. So my man could do me dirty, because that's exactly what he's waiting for. And
Jackie is about to rearrange her ovaries.
He is about to rearrange it, and I can't keep him waiting any longer. Like, it's just... All right,
okay. Good luck and I'll call him through, man.
Thank you. Yes, like I always say, don't give a fuck about what anybody has to say about you, what you got going on, what you're doing. As long as it's benefiting you and it's helping you do you. You have a man, he wants to fuck you, let him fuck you, because I'm not letting my man fuck me, and it's going to be this tonight. And it's definitely nice outside, and make sure you check the weather for tomorrow, wherever you are, and make sure in Canada tomorrow you go apply for McDonald's, and that's all I have. Good night.
And, yo, don't be a fool, wrap your tool, fellas, don't fall for scam, protect your clam, ladies, you already know the rest. And as of tomorrow, pregame radio will be 3 years old, so definitely look out for my tweets and all that for the celebration show and everything like that. You guys have a good night. We up out of here. Y'all already see what Nikki Balls is about to do. So you guys have a good night. Be well, and we check out on Thursday. Peace.
Good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.